And today I'm honored to be talking to Dr. Will Tuttle, who is a former Zen monk. He earned his PhD in education at UC Berkeley. He's an award-winning speaker and educator and musician. We'll be listening to snippets of his music from Animal Songs, his CD. And he's the author of the book, The World Peace Diet, considered one of the most important of the 20th century. Yes, even more important than the Fatkins diet and the Hollywood diet and the, you know, high protein, low carb. It's the World Peace Diet, eating for spirituality, eating for spiritual health and social harmony. Welcome, Dr. Will Tuttle, to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
It's great to be here with you, Bob. Thanks.
Great, and it's great to have you. Now, what would motivate one to write a book called The World Peace Diet?
I think ever since I was a little kid, I had a dream of the world being at peace. I really had a feeling that that was possible, and I just had this sense that something is fundamentally wrong at the core of our culture, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And so as time went on, I was raised in a typical family, eating lots of meat, dairy, and eggs, and I never really could question it because that's just how everybody ate. But eventually, when I went away from home and lived for a while at the farm in Tennessee, which was a vegan community, I began to see that, contrary to what I had been told, which was that animals are just put here for us to eat, and if you don't eat them, you'll die in 24 hours of a protein deficiency, and you know all this kind of thing. I saw that it's possible to be healthy and happy and live a harmonious life on a plant-based diet. And then when I moved and lived in Korea as a Zen monk, and was in a community that had been vegan for 650 years. And saw the effect that that really has at a deep level on people's consciousness and how beneficial it is. I came back to this country and got my PhD at Berkeley and started thinking that there's much more to this whole idea of veganism than meets the eye. Most people think of it as simply either a way to be healthier or a way to be better for the environment and less cruelty for animals. And these are certainly true and powerful things. But my sense grew over more and more that it's really much deeper than that, that we've all been born into a culture that forces us from the time we're born practically, very shortly after that, to participate in violence at a very fundamental ritualized level. We're forced to eat at like predators. We're given the foods that predators would eat. We're giving, the flesh and secretions of animals that have been confined and stabbed and killed. And we're taught by all the institutions in our culture, the family and the schools, the educational system and the religious institutions and science and medicine and law and government, that this is this is our essential nature, is that we are essentially predatory, that we want to attack and kill. And we create economic systems. We create a whole system based on privilege and elitism, which is essentially hierarchical and predatory. And I believe through the research I've done, and it's all laid out in the World Peace Diet, and it's hard to condense that in a few minutes, but that this is really the driving force behind our inability to actually live with wisdom on this planet and in peace, and to actually, lay the foundations for peace. That until our culture moves decisively into living a vegan lifestyle of plant-based foods, all of our efforts towards peace are basically ironic, because the deepest fundamental universal principles in general, but one of the main ones is that whatever we put out will come back. Whatever we sow, we will reap, and we will never be able to reap peace and harmony and love and sustainability and equality as long as we're sowing on a massive level the seeds of violence and exclusion and oppression and domination and predation and commodification of living beings. It's absolutely the opposite, and the only way we can get away with it, in a sense, is by saying, well, they're just animals. They're just animals. They don't really count. But we all know that if we just, anyone who has a pet dog or cat or has any experience at all with animals knows that from their point of view, their lives and their happiness and their suffering are just as important to them as mine is to me. And so at a deep level, we all know that we are responsible for our treatment to them. And so this is the what I call the boomerang effect, and also the hidden fury at the core of our culture that no one seems to talk about, that's absolutely, utterly taboo to talk about. And so it's an absolute, I think, close to a miracle that we're able to even talk about it here today. But it's there's nothing more important that our culture address if we really are serious about peace and sustainability.
Well, in fact, this show itself is a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, so anybody listening should turn him or herself in right this very moment. We have a couple of minutes left, and you lived in a community vegan for 650 years, so that must
right.
have been quite amazing.
Yeah. And it was, obviously, it was in Asia, and but I think even in this country, if you look deeply, like the research I did in the World Peace Diet, I have it in the book, there are voices in the religious traditions, and the Jewish and Christian, the ancient traditions of the Western traditions, Sufi traditions, that also are saying the same thing. You know, they're saying that without kindness and compassion for animals, we will not have kindness and compassion and peace with each other. And the Carl Jung's whole idea of the shadow, that you know, whatever we most forcefully ignore becomes this psychological shadow that we just can't face it, we don't see it, and it ends up controlling us completely, and we end up just ignoring the actual underlying causes of our dilemmas. We just don't want to look at them.
And that's making that's making animals commodities and our predatory nature. You find those are the main themes. Gosh, we have about 30 seconds left, Will. I leave that to you and how people can get a hold of your book. And time flies when you're discussing the most important issues in the world.
Right. Well, thanks so much. You know, if people want to go more deeply into this, my book is called The World Peace Diet, and worldpeacediet.org is the website, and it can be ordered there or on any of the other places on the internet. And I'm traveling the country full time with my spouse Madeline, giving lectures. We have a lecture schedule. We're in Florida at the moment.
And what website can people see to find you?
The schedule. WillTuttle.com, and then just click on schedule, and you can get to the World Peace Diet there, to the music and all the other things too. But the most important thing, as Bob always says, as you say, is to go vegan and to understand the reasons why, to understand the underlying dynamic. If we really want to contribute to the healing of our world and to have happiness and peace, and so that our lives aren't merely ironic,
then the answer is go vegan. Thank you, Dr. Will Tuttle, for being on today's program. That's willtuttle.com, and it's the World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Thanks for being with us today.